Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's Football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Look at this text. Guys, I'm marrying a first grade teacher. My fiance says March and April babies are definitely the plan. Tyler and Pueblo. Thanks, Tyler. we just can't.
March and April babies.
Yeah.
So take the spring off.
You know what the spring rolls into.
And right into summer.
That's right. Anywho, yes, football at 4. Congratulations to Todd Gurley signing a 4-year, $60 million extension. With $45 million guaranteed, it's a new record for a running back. Dang.
Part
good
of
for
that,
you, Todd Gurley.
Part of that, it's a little misleading. Part of that it includes his $11 million that was part of a guarantee that was going to happen no matter what in this year and next year. So the guarantee money is it's a little inflated because of how it's worded, but the deal averages roughly, the new deal averages roughly $11 million a year.
Okay.
But it's still big guaranteed money
one.
for running backs.
Biggest one ever.
I mean, when you consider the fact that guys like Saquon Barkley just signed a $31 million deal for a rookie, that is a big deal. That's a big deal. For a rookie running back, $31 million, $20 million signing bonus, that's a big deal. Because, you know, the next time that he sees a contract, he probably won't get a chance to see free agency, if it all works out the way it's supposed to work. Ton of deals. I think it's the right way to use that fifth-year option and lock up your guys rather than get into these long negotiating periods where teams are wondering how to do it and when we're going to execute it. You know, do we take it to the last minute and then negotiate a long-term deal at the 11th hour? That's not the way. I think the Rams did it right by doing a deal the way that they did it with Todd Gurley by saying, we love you. We want you to be here. It secures him there for 10 years. And we all know in running back terms, that's his entire career. So good job, Rams, for doing it and locking up and guaranteeing your guy a huge sum of money for the work that he's already done.
Alfred, what's your big storylines? Here we are 4 days away from training camp, so what storylines are you most interested in?
You know, I'm looking at this Denver Bronco Football Club, and there's been a lot of talk about what we're doing on the outside as far as pass rushers go. My quiet storyline going into this year is what we're doing on the interior of the defense for the Denver Broncos. I think I've been saying it all year. I think our offensive line is going to be good. I think it's going to be really good interior of the defense for the Denver Broncos. And I think it's going to be solid across the board. I look for growth from Bowles and just know that the rest of that offensive line is going to be solid. When you look at the Denver Broncos and you really start looking at the defensive line, we have it's not as strong of a unit as we might think. If there's one place that we could be better, and the place that's hurt the most has been interior pass rushers. Okay, and when we lost Malik Jackson, that position hasn't been filled. Now you would think that, hey, we signed Derek Wolfe. Derek Wolfe is a man in the run game. Now he'll be a push the pocket guy in obvious pass situations, but we need a fire starter on the defensive line to be part of the pass rushing unit. We know it's not going to be Adam Gotsis. You know, we're hoping that DeMarcus Walker can be that person that can give us a spark. You know, our second rounder from last year, but the guy that consistently brings pressure for this team is Shelby Harris.
Okay.
That is, that one position, because you look at it, you go, okay, we got four pass rushers on the field, okay? You start left with Von Miller. Von Miller is a move guy. So you can't put, okay, So Derek Wolfe.
So Wolf is coming off an injury. So
Wolf
is he going to be okay?
But you can see Wolf pushing the pocket next to Von Miller. Like, he's not going to be opposite. I'm looking at how this team lines up.
An injury. So
Wolf
is he going to be okay?
But you can see Wolf pushing the pocket next to Von Miller. Like, he's not going to be opposite. I'm looking at how this team lines up.
So Wolf's health is a story.
Not really, because
you're not worried about that.
No, you depend on him. You depend on him.
Okay.
You depend on him.
It's a pretty serious injury he went through.
And then you go, but if Wolf can't really move the way that you want, then that opens it up for DeMarcus Walker to have. DeMarcus Walker, to me, is the, you know, there are two guys that I really want to see in training camp. There's only one interior guy that I know can get it done. There's one guy that can be a fire starter for sure. A for sure inside fire starter on this team. And that guy is Shelby Harris. That's the only guy where I say he can be a great interior pass rusher.
All right. So the effectiveness of Wolf coming back, Shelby Harris.
Shelby Harris has got to be like, you know, when they go first.
But don't forget they signed a free agent, Clint McDonald.
You know, Clint McDonald, you know, and he's had some success as a pass rusher, but we don't understand where he is with his health. You know, he just lost like $2 million from missing a physical a month ago. So, you know, we don't understand where he is. I can't say that you can depend on him. I know you can depend on Shelby Harris for movement and quickness and strength, and he's great with his hands. And the guy opposite him, that's going to be the storyline for me. You got Shelby Harris, Bradley Chubb on the right.
Okay.
On the left, you have Von Miller, and who he's matched up with is going to be a huge competition. Now, if it's me, I think that Derek Wolf wins it because he understands the rules of pass rush, where you can and can't go. But if you're talking about we need to get there right now in a New York minute, man, DeMarcus Walker should be. He should.
But we don't know.
He's a second-round draft pick. I mean, this was out Derek Wolf from a couple of years ago.
They confused him, though.
You know, but at the end of the year, last year, we had a chance to see him play, and he delivered the goods. So the question is, how much does he weigh?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, DeMarcus said he was going to put weight on.
Well,
so.
I mean, he was last year. I think he was like 250 at some point.
Well, they confused the story for him.
No, but it wasn't the Broncos.
He lost weight.
He didn't do it on purpose. You know, I heard it was other things that happened that caused him to lose weight. Non-medical.
Like what?
Just maybe the stress of playing in the NFL.
Okay.
And, you know, it's tough when you got a coach like Bill Kolar who's on your ass every minute. You know what
true.
I'm saying?
I'll give you that.
So maybe he'll be more comfortable, and maybe Kolar will back off of him this year, and he can have some freedom because, you know,
how's he going to keep weight on then if he's one of those guys who it's sort of getting to
that's
him,
what I'm
he
saying.
Loses weight. He's probably not meant to have that weight on.
Well, when we get to training camp, trust me, you can do it. Now, I was 255 when I left college, and a year playing in the NFL, I left that year at 255. The next year I came back, I was 275.
Did you have a hard time keeping it on?
Oh, I still got it.
All right, the other big storylines we'll go through next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 120-0716.
You're listening to The Tribe with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I guess we're lucky that there's no drama with Bradley Chubb. Kind of got that deal done for him, right? And we're seeing these issues with some of these other guys, but you know, Chubb's not with. I don't know. Chubb just got it done. The Broncos gave him, golly, wow, $17.9 million in signing bonus. He got 11.4 within 2 weeks of signing. He gets another $2.5 million payment August 15th and a final $3.95 million payment on March 15th of next year. Chubb got 64% of his signing bonus up front rather than the customary 50%. I'm reading Mike Kliss's article. The wait till March 15th for the final payment could be a few days longer. Blah, 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 blah. You know, he got paid. They took care of business.
But the question is, did the Broncos get the best deal? And did the Broncos get the best deal or did Chubb get the best deal? Yeah, see, and that's always the question mark when you are one of the first guys to sign. Who got it right? But if you're okay with the team.
It's so much money, though.
I know, but $1 million extra here, $1.5 million, $2 million, $3 million extra because you wrote the contract right. Those things are important to a lot of players, and I think it would be important to a lot of listeners out there if you can negotiate a better deal. And, you know, you drafted the guy because you believe in him. So since you believe in him, you just have to wait for the deals to get done.
So no drama there. Quarterback drama, pretty minimal. I mean, what are we really going to be doing here? Are we going to really
talking
be
talking about in the entire NFL first round?
No, just for the Broncos.
Because, you know, there's real drama there.
There's drama all over the place with the Big Five.
You know, the Saquon Barkley signed. That kind of alleviated some of the issues because the number two pick was, you know, his contract is up. But this is interesting, man, to get this close to training camp. I would imagine that there are going to be a lot of signings here over the next, 48 hours?
Yeah, they'll get done. And even Tebow had a little bit of a didn't quite sign right away. And we were joking, oh, it's the Tebow holdout.
Sorry about that.
But it was like a couple days of the rookies reporting, you know, it was nothing.
Yeah, maybe it's nothing.
It probably feels like a big deal now, but
if you're a team that is looking for, you know, like Josh Allen isn't signed, you know, what do you do? I mean, the guy's quarterback of your team,
and he probably has the easiest path to starting
the hardest because
no, all he has to do is beat out AJ McCarron. Please, he's got the easiest path by far.
Okay. Well, I mean, he still doesn't understand the NFL concepts. He didn't understand college concepts.
You don't know what he understands, what he doesn't understand.
Well,
at this point.
From his statistics and the way that he played, he doesn't understand the college game, so he may be harder to understand the pro game.
Well, we'll see. Fixing to find out, but all he has to do is beat out AJ McCarron, and he was drafted 7th overall. It's a quick pass.
I love all those stories, though. I love all those stories about the first round draft picks that were signed this year and storylines that go with them. You would think that when you're drafted number one overall, like Baker Mayfield was, that he would initially be, you know, inked in as the starter. But when you look at the Cleveland Browns, they have a proven winning playoff quarterback that is taking over the helm there in Cleveland.
Oh, I think Baker Mayfield has perhaps the hardest one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to...
Baker Mayfield could easily be a backup the whole year.
You know, and Josh Rosen, as glowingly as I've spoken about him, you know, is playing behind the first overall pick that has played great football here of late, but has been injured the last 3 years.
You know where that's going to go.
If he's not injured, though, when does he hit the field?
Probably a long time, but, you know, okay, so, Bradford most likely will be injured relatively shortly.
You know, I mean, the way I look at this, and I'm not joking, the way I look at this, Sam Bradford could be the Denver Broncos quarterback in 2 years. He signed a two-year contract. That, I mean, we are a team that likes to take veteran quarterbacks rather than go into the draft and try to develop.
If we're going veteran quarterbacks like that, I could see us with like Joe Flacco in 2 years before I could see us with Sam Bradford.
There's another situation that is really interesting to me because all the chatter out of Baltimore is how Joe Flacco is defensive now.
I mean, if we're just picking up older...
Right. Who do you want? You want Flacco?
I want Case Keenum.
Or do you want Jameis Winston?
I want Case. No.
You don't want Jameis Winston?
My ship has sailed on Jameis Winston. Really?
2 years from now, you wouldn't want Jameis Winston.
I don't think so. I'd want Case Keenum 2 years from now. Because if we want Case Keenum 2 years from now, it means it worked. It was a great 2-year run. We're in the playoffs. And why slow it down at that point? So, no. I mean, ideally, Case Keenum is the quarterback 2 years from now.
Okay, you say that's the only way that this works.
Well, I mean, that means that this is a good situation. If this all works out, it means it doesn't matter how successful those other quarterbacks may or may not have been. We got our guy. And if we have Case Keenum as the starter 2 years from now, that means he's signed a new probably 5-year deal. We've had success for 2 years, and everything's pretty rosy. So why wouldn't I want that? And that is choice number one for sure.
How would you like this if you were the Cleveland fan base? Your first two picks are not signed in Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward.
I'm not that worried about it. But, you know,
picks one and four of the NFL draft is holding up everybody else.
Well, Cleveland's going to be Cleveland, aren't they?
But don't forget, now, not long ago, Joey Bosa had an NFL impasse with the San Diego Chargers. That was the weirdest one, I
that
think.
That seemed to make no sense.
But the Cleveland Browns selected a quarterback, number one, and a defensive back, number four, and they haven't signed him.
Yeah, you know, camp doesn't start for a couple days, but...
Why haven't you signed your first pick quarterback?
I have no idea. I have no clue. I have no idea. It's a good question.
If the first pick isn't signed, how can the second pick sign?
Well, Saquon did sign.
How can the third pick sign? How can the fourth or
Darnold
fifth pick
not
sign?
Darnold has not signed. Denzel Ward has not. But Bradley Chubb did sign.
I know exactly. He may have the market wrong. The first pick didn't sign yet. There's no slotting.
The Broncos sort of saw it coming, and they just sort of sweetened the pot a little bit to get him going. Broncos made it a bigger priority. Chubb didn't want to mess around with the deal. Got done. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Dude, how can any deal get slotted if your number one pick hasn't been signed?
If you're Baker Mayfield and you may not start the entire year, or who knows, right?
Maybe he starts his entire career.
What's the rush?
I mean, dude,
what's the rush to sign?
Did you hear what I said?
If the
first pick isn't signed, how do you slot the second pick? How do you slot the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth?
You go from the previous year.
You cannot, because last year it was a defensive lineman who signed first.
Does it matter by position?
Yeah, because the quarterbacks routinely get more money, so your slotting position changes from year to year.
I don't know. You know what? We don't have to worry about it here. It's not a storyline here. I'm sure it must be bugging them in other places.
Way to go, Cleveland. A very Browns-like deal. I mean, it really is a really Browns-like deal. That makes no sense.
So is it anarchy, Alfred? Is it craziness?
They really are, man. I mean, they really are screwing it up, man. I mean, they are screwing it up for teams like the Jets and...
Dilly-dilly. Not our problem. we're celebrating with our Training Camp 2018 t-shirt. The giveaway today... And it's a giveaway. It's not... we're not selling them. It's a giveaway. Tomorrow, we're in Highlands Ranch starting at 7 a.m. where Scott DeHuff will be handing out free limited edition Training Camp 2018 Chub t-shirts at the Breaks Plus in the Highlands Ranch Shopping Center. Is that the Triple XL?
That was the shirt that was given to me from Armin for Alfred.
Is it Triple XL?
I don't know.
It's the one that I wear outside. It's not the one I cut the grass in. It's a double XL.
Okay. Oh, you look tight in that.
Of course.
When I mean tight, I mean it's going to look tight. Jump! Get there early. One per person. We're going to be at Breaks Plus in Highlands Ranch. Okay? And the Highlands Ranch Shopping Center. It's 104.3 The Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sky.
Art skills already established by draft position. The only thing that is negotiated is the percentage that's signing bonus. That's true, but what we're reading more and more about, and thanks to Mike Liss at 9 News, because we're referring to his article, is this fourth year, what do they call it?
fourth-year guarantee, non-cut guarantee. So if you get cut in your last the last year of the deal reads as it stands right now.
Offset language.
So you sign a four-year deal, and the 4 years are guaranteed, okay? But if the team cuts you after year three and you go into year four not with the original team, the team still owes you the money. And if you're the player, you can sign another deal with another team to get brand new money. So essentially, you end up double dipping.
So that was the deal Joey Bosa was holding out on, and the Chargers just never caved to it. However, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz and Leonard Fournette all had the language dropped. So that essentially is what's going on now.
Basically it's saying that, yeah, it we're being held up by language that says all 4 years will be guaranteed by the original team. And if the original team releases you, they still owe you the money, and the player is free to go and sign with another team.
You know, it's tricky whenever you do a contract, because usually you're just so happy to get some sort of offer. And it's quite common that you don't look further down the line. But it's important, because wherever you leave off is where you're going to pick up next time around. So, you know, usually people are just so, oh, I got a job. Oh, okay. Great. Now what? So you better be happy with all of it.
The compensation that goes with that.
Yeah, you better be, you know, I see it just in the real world. Like, people are like, well, you know, I should get a raise. And I'm like, well, what'd you work out? Well, nothing, but, you know, I really deserve the raise. And I'm like,
Like, Saquon Barkley's contract, we can take that one, because he was a second pick taken, okay? He was guaranteed at signing $31 million, $194,000, okay? $31,194 over 4 years. Of that contract, $31 million, $194 million is guaranteed. So every dime that he signed for has been guaranteed. The projected number for Baker Mayfield is $32.68 million, with $21.85 million in signing bonus. So we have like the parameters of the deals out there; they just haven't been executed. But it's something that, you know, if it, because of the way that the Cleveland Browns have worked this out, and it was such a surprise that. That Baker Mayfield went number one overall. You got to imagine Sam Darnold is number three. He has not signed because he needs to see what Baker Mayfield deal is. Okay, at number seven, you have Josh Allen, who has not signed because he needs to see where he needs to figure out where Sam Darnold is. So Baker Mayfield sets the bar, then
Darnold,
and then Allen.
Then Rosen, blah, 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 blah.
Well, Rosen is signed.
Let's go to Ernie. Ernie, you're on the fan. Ernie.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Ernie?
Give me one chub only.
You give me one chub.
I don't know what to do here. Chub.
Chub!
Okay, thank you, Ernie. I guess
really
I think so. I guess
and
he,
that's why pot is bad.
That's fantastic,
Chubb.
Apparently, he was trying to be Sean Connery. See the real Sean Connery, DeHuff, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and get one of those limited edition. I mean, these things are crazy popular. The Training Camp 2018 Chubb t-shirts at Breaks Plus, Highlands Ranch, Chopping Center. What do you like about chaos, Alfred? What do you like about sports anarchy? What do you like about things that upset the apple cart in sports?
You know what I like? I like what's going on right now with I really like what's going on right now with Earl Thomas.
What's Earl up to?
Earl Thomas is soliciting other teams to come and get him.
Okay. Is he a free agent?
No, but he's in the last year of his deal. I mean,
He's signed. He's signed by the Seahawks. But he's advocating for other teams to come talk to him.
Now, remember,
he
ran behind.
There's no
Jason
way he
Garrett.
Could be able to do that in his contract.
Man, he ran behind Jason Garrett after a game, went to the Cowboys locker room, and told Jason Garrett to come get him. Now, I don't think I've ever heard of a blatant display of affection for another team from a current NFL superstar ever in my life.
That's pretty unusual. It's pretty disrespectful.
To who?
The Seahawks. Pete Carroll.
He's saying that he doesn't want to be there. What do you do with that guy?
Oh, my Lord. That is really insubordinate behavior.
What do you do? You can't find him. He's saying he wants to go play for another team.
That's a tough one.
I mean, he said he wants to play for the Dallas Cowboys. He's
pretty good player.
Now he's saying to Davis, the owner of the Raiders, come and get me.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
How's he doing that? Through the media, social media?
Yeah,
what's
I mean,
he doing?
Listen, man, he is. Dude, this guy is he is taking it to a new level of a disenfranchisement.
I think I'd have to move on from him if that guy's really doing
I
that.
I think that's what he wants. He's trying to force his way out of
Seattle. Yeah.
There's no easy way to do it.
You
in
like
football.
That?
Oh, I do. I love it.
Oh, come
I love
on now.
It. I love it.
You wouldn't like that if somebody was doing that on the Broncos.
You know what? I would say get rid of him if you can't. Either you negotiate a long-term deal, because we understand how these NFL contracts work. If the player is injured going into a year that and there's no guaranteed money that is involved there, the team just walks away. So it's better for the player, of course, to get as much guarantee as he possibly can. And until that happens, the superstar player complains. That's what's happening. But we're seeing teams now stand their ground. In Atlanta, Julio Jones, the Atlanta Falcons have said Julio Jones will not get a new deal.
Well, all right, let's think about this for a second, because, I mean, you'd have to put it in Broncos terms if you'd like it or not. Plus, the Astros are in downtown Denver tonight. That's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
And the Rockies will be back at it. I would assume there's going to be a huge crowd down there tonight. It's the Drive on the Fan.
It's the Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
The Spin Doctors playing on a patio somewhere tonight. Big news. Nothing to do with the Spin Doctors. Did you hear about the Drake concert on Sunday?
What happened?
It's canceled.
Oh, yeah. I've
postponed.
What's the difference between that and canceled?
But the Saturday... Oh, I have a great Drake story. So I went to see him overseas.
Who didn't?
For my son's high school spring break. And
why not spend a dollar?
Listen to this, right?
What's that?
So apparently he did this in Amsterdam because somebody was willing to pay him millions of dollars to play at a bar mitzvah. So
that's awesome.
He said that so he canceled the first contract, the first concert, which was on a Friday night.
Oh, so you think this might be something like that?
Oh, ain't no question. Somebody.
He's getting paid.
Somebody gave him more than what the concert could have gave him for that night.
Oh, man. That
you
is
know that's what
that
happened,
is
right?
I mean, thousands of people.
Oh, well, I mean.
Who cares?
I'm like, buy your tickets a day before with Drake.
Wow.
I learned my lesson.
I was so close to buying four Drake tickets for Sunday night.
Yeah. That made the Saturday tickets go through the roof, though.
I mean, my son had to talk me out of it. I was going to do it for him.
This Saturday? That's this Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Strawberry Man's going.
Oh, man.
Oh, there'll be plenty of Broncos players at
that
show.
No, it's training camp.
Ah, come on.
Earl Thomas might be there. And Julio Jones. Le'Veon Bell. Let me see the All-Pro that could be at the Drake concert Saturday, as everybody will be in training camp. Le'Veon Bell, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, Earl Thomas. Is there anybody that we're missing that is disgruntled from the contractual talks? What, Dez Bryant is a free agent, but
T.O.
T.O.
He's disgruntled. No, but maybe it's not a big deal because, listen, if you're Von Miller, you can see Drake whenever you want.
Oh, he's probably seen him out. You know, he's probably friends with Drake.
He is friends with Drake,
yeah,
actually.
Hanging out in Europe last summer.
Come on. Why couldn't Von go to see Drake Saturday night?
Oh, you just don't. Once training camp starts, that's done.
All right. I don't know. You guys never went out during training camp?
When you had a free night. If it fell on a free night.
What happens the first? So it's Saturday night. It's the first night of training camp. It's 7 o'clock at
night. Curfew's at 11.
Okay. So what happens between 7 and 11?
7 and 11?
Yeah.
Nothing.
So go see Drake.
It's more like 8:30 and 11.
Go see Drake. Kane is in the building.
I don't know, man.
Get yourself a limo. Get yourself a box.
That's
Pepsi Center. They probably do some special VIP.
I think my son was trying to go to that.
You don't think Vaughn could get a special like VIP entrance and exit?
Be there for an hour?
I mean, why not? I mean, I don't know if that's fun for them or not, but
no, I'm just not. I'm not going to invite you.
Thanks, Vaughn.
That dude goes. Yeah, that's, you know, that's the best show I've ever been to in my life.
I thought you said VJ should give him all the night off.
As a team building moment, yes.
Let's all go see Drake.
Let's all go see him.
And now you can only see him on Saturday night.
But then it would also mean that you have elevated Drake over the team needs to, you know, have order in its locker room, and you would not allow that to happen.
I wouldn't. You know what? Everybody's gonna be shocked. I wouldn't criticize him one second.
Stay off my lawn.
I'd be fine with it. It's the first night of training camp.
What do you think is gonna happen at the concert?
Think it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be Tuscan leather all night.
What happens with the players? Are they
running through the six with my woes? You know how that goes. You know how that goes. Running through the six with my woes. You know how that goes.
Six, 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 six.
You know how that goes.
But are the guys?
Thank you.
Are the guys allowed to have adult beverages?
Sure, why not?
Mm. So Tuesday practice is going to be a doozy.
Well, I don't know. As long as you show up Sunday and you're good to go. Plus, we now know if it's an emergency, you can just put on your blinkers and do whatever you want.
What's the rule in driving in between a double yellow?
You're killing the game right now, D-Mac.
Put on the emergencies. It's an emergency.
You got those controls over there.
What's it for?
And you are killing it with the Emmanuel
Every
Sanders.
Now and then.
What's the rule in driving in between a double yellow?
All right, so what's that rule? I'm a little confused.
You and your sound drops, man. I mean, you got things on there that you have been holding on to.
If we had 22 Janos, we would be all right.
That was just a year ago.
That is the you know what I love is the pause, like the deep thought pause after the first statement in the last.
If we had 22 Janos,
pause.
We would be all right.
All right.
I'm about to be fired. You know, it's... I don't know.
Having the time of his life.
Oh, did you hear that, by the way?
What happened?
Brian Griese will be working with Beth Mowins, and they've completely... Sergio's out. Parcells? Rex Ryan.
Brian Griese
is doing Monday Night Football.
Really?
Well, they have two Monday Night Football games, so he's going to be... Monday Night Football is going to be totally different this year.
He has the... every week one, they have two Monday Night Football games.
Right.
And Griese and Beth Mowins are taking the early game, and Jason Witten, Joe Tessitore, and...
Jeez, good memory.
Booger McFarland are the three that are going to be the A squad.
For Monday Night Football.
I mean,
having the time of his life.
That was last season.
It was awesome.
I like Brian Greasy, don't get me wrong. The lead Monday night football lineup was just announced. When was that announced?
Well, the Greasy thing was just announced last week. We had him on.
Okay.
He is great.
Of course, we want to see Greasy do well every time.
Of course.
But the Monday Night Football group.
He's not the main team, though.
Who's the group that is involved in Monday
Night? Joe Cacciatore, Jason Witten, and Booger.
Jason Witten?
Yeah.
From Pardon the Interruption?
Yes, from Pardon the Interruption. Jason Witten from Pardon the Interruption. And I believe he was on Saved by the Bell. Oh, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, the tight end. I'm thinking about the. Jason Witten, the tight end.
And he's white.
right.
So it's all those things.
I was thinking about Whitlock.
Right.
What's his last name? What's his first name?
Jason Whitlock, yeah.
Jason, okay.
Now, he's a smaller, chubbier black dude.
I don't think he can comment on anything.
So
snacks.
I can see where you could get Whitlock and.
That wasn't about Whitlock.
I can see why you get Whitlock and Witten confused.
Jason Whitlock is the guy. What did LeVar say to Jason Whitlock? Because that was a good one.
I don't think he can comment on anything but snacks.
Jason Whitlock is the big guy. What is the guy on Pardon the Interruption's name?
Michael Wilbon.
That's who I was thinking. Jason Whitlock?
Is another, well,
black
I mean,
guy.
Wilbon and Whitlock are two black guys.
Oh, Jason Witten, the tight end.
But Jason Witten looks much different than Whitlock and Wilbon.
Okay, so let me make Cacciatore.
Yeah, I don't know how to say his name.
Cacciatore.
I was just joking around calling him Cacciatore.
Okay, so Cacciatore.
Witten.
The white
Jason Witten.
Okay, and Booger McFarland.
Who is kind of, man,
Monday Night Football, man.
It's going to be fine. They're going
to
be fine.
I mean, the only thing that makes it fine is that those guys out there that need that Monday Night game
is
going to watch.
They got rid of your least favorite play-by-play guy, Sean McDonough.
I didn't say he's my least favorite guy.
You absolutely did many times. You said how much you couldn't stand him.
I don't like his voice. I don't like his energy. I don't like his energy.
I got it. Gruden's gone. McDonough's gone.
Gruden was good. McDonough ran Gruden in the coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, he ran him right into a 10-year, $100 million deal. What a jerk.
But the word was out.
Hold on. McDonough. If it was Tirico, I would turn down that Raiders job. Yeah, please, come on.
Tirico's great. But he's on another network now, right?
He's on NBC.
Oh, they screwed that up.
Who, ESPN?
ESPN screwed this up.
Well, they just couldn't keep him anymore. NBC just came over the top with so much money. He's going to be the main Olympics host. He's going to be the voice of Sunday Night Football, which, of course, is dominant. He's the new Bob Costas.
If I want to hear a tight end talking about game analysis, I like when coaches and quarterbacks talk about it.
Wow. It's a little biased of you.
I'm just letting you know. I don't think we've ever had a defensive lineman lead a weekly night analysis.
I think it's a stretch for Witten, for sure. I mean, to go from nothing to that. But then again, Monday Night Football.
But Booger McFarlane is a defensive lineman.
Yeah, but he's going to be like the third guy. Yeah, but Booger McFarlane's like done a lot of radio. He's done a lot of personality-based stuff.
Merlin Olsen, thank you.
There you go. Dan Dierdorf.
Offensive line.
Oh, D-lineman, Merlin Olsen.
I can't think of anybody else that was, the premier game at night.
Lawrence Taylor.
No.
No, I guess you're right.
You know, my all-time favorite Monday night guy, of course, was Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith?
Yo, Emmitt Smith was great. You remember Emmitt Smith?
I don't even remember. He was on Monday Night Football?
Oh, he was on, like, the wrap-up show.
He was terrible.
Emmitt Smith was?
That's what you mean, right?
No, I thought Emmitt was,
Emmitt was very confused. He didn't know what he was.
When they played against the Patriots, they had a lot of penalties and gave up over 100 yards in penalties. And yesterday, the same thing kind of occurred in the Giants game. They had 10 penalties and gave up over 80 yards.
No, I mean,
what the hell is he talking about?
Emmett's my guy.
Emmett was definitely confused. Are we just going to play bad Emmett Smith?
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, I like watching Emmett Smith. But
yeah.
I was
entertained by him, too.
Having the time of his life.
But I also enjoyed my favorite guy. I mean, if you're talking about holding a primetime position and, you know, being very proud of your guy, who didn't love Magic Johnson?
Oh.
I mean, Magic Johnson had his own late night show.
The Magic Show.
The Magic Show.
Yeah, Tommy Davidson was his co-host.
Yeah, man.
That thing was special.
Magic Show was great.
Yeah.
How many seasons?
The Magic Hour.
Tommy Davidson. How many years did Magic have the Magic Hour?
Oh, my God. That had to go on 10 or 15 years? Minutes. Years? No, I don't think so. It was not good. I mean, that's up there with the worst of, like, the Chevy Chase late night show was terrible. The Magic Hour
was a syndicated show from June to September 1998.
It's hard to do these talk shows. People don't understand.
Wait a minute. So the Magic Show, I mean, I remember it. I mean, I was playing for the Broncos.
The Magic Show is slightly better than the Larry Bird Minute. All right, here's Mark Schlereth.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW. Going into this season, a couple of things why I think Von Miller wins the defensive MVP. One, he's Von freaking Miller, right? I mean, he's unbelievable. The guy is like straight out of the Matrix. That's how athletically gifted he is. I've never seen anybody lower turn the corner. I've never seen anybody with that that size, strength, quickness, agility, kind of fluidity. The guy is kind of one of a kind dude, break the mold. So there is that aspect of it. But here's what really intrigues me. Your ability to come in waves as a defense with a Bradley Chubb playing outside backer, rush defensive end, defensive tackle in certain situations with a healthy Derek Wolfe. I don't think we're giving enough credit to how good a player Derek Wolfe is when healthy, when he's not hampered by a neck injury. Whether it's Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett off the edge, or anybody else who happens to stand by, as Shelby Harris, who has been a great situational player for the Denver Broncos, you're talking about a situation where not only can you rush the passer in nickel situations, you can get into these NASCAR-type packages with Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett, Bradley Chubb, and Von Miller. Come on, give me a break. And then you have an offense that can actually eat up some clock, stay on the field, put up some points. That 11 sacks instantly becomes 16 or 17 sacks. And that's where I think that Von Miller can be the MVP this year of the National Football League as far as defense is concerned. And I can't wait to see him get their cleats on the grass. Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.